Hare Krishna. So after hearing strong chastisement from Krishna, what did Arjuna speak? What was his reply? What was his reaction? Let's see that in verse number 4. Arjuna vacha katham bhishmam aham sankhe dronam cha madhusudana ishubhi pratiyotsyami Pujarhav Arisudana. Now Arjuna is putting an argument. He's putting a question. What is that? He's saying, Katham Aham Ishubihi Pratiyotsyami Sankhye. How can I counteract with arrows in the battle? Whom is he talking about? Whom he cannot counter with the arrows? He's talking about Bhishmam Dronam cha. He's talking about his grandfather Bhishma, his teacher Drona, and other great personalities like them. So Arjuna is saying, how can I counteract them with arrows in the battlefield? And suppose Krishna is asking him, what's wrong in that? No, you see all of them, they are ready to fight. What is your problem? So here Arjuna basically, he is trying to tell Krishna, see, according to the Dharma Shastra, so Arjuna is using a lot of Dharma Shastra. According to Dharma Shastra, ill-treating the superiors, forget about killing them, ill-treating the superiors, either by words or by actions, will create bondage. So I don't want to fight with them. I don't want to get into all these things. So I withdraw from fighting. But then they are ready to fight. So Arjuna is saying, Puja Rahao. So he's saying that they are worshipable personalities. In fact, I should offer flowers at their feet, not counter them with sharp arrows. And here, see, he uses the word Arisudana. So he's asking a question to Krishna that, see, even you are Arisudana. You only injure the enemies. Oh, Arisudana. Oh, Madhusudana, will you ever think of injuring or shooting arrows at your own teacher Sandipani Muni or your own grandfather Ugrasena? Look at one word and there's so much of meaning here. Just by that, Arjuna is trying to ask him this question. Will you do that? You're asking me to kill my superiors. Will you kill your superiors? So this is the thing that Arjuna is trying to tell here. But you look here, in this verse, there are two words used to address Krishna. Madhusudana and Arisudana. Are the same personality. Why two different words? So one of the reasons that is given is, so Arjuna was so aggrieved, so sad, and so much of an anxiety that when he was speaking, he was not understanding the connection between what he has spoken and what he is speaking. So because of that, he uses twice. And another very nice humorous thing that comes up here is, Arjuna is telling Krishna, he's calling Krishna as Madhusudana, O killer of Madhu. So when he's saying Madhusudana, so Krishna is saying, no, I'm descendant of Madhu. So a personality called Madhu was the father of Vrishni. And Krishna comes in the Vrishni dynasty. So he's also called as Varshnaya. So Vasudev and Devaki, they were descendants of Vrishni, and then Krishna appeared in the Vrishni dynasty. So Vrishni's father is Madhu. So here Krishna is saying, no, I'm descendant of Madhu. How can you say this? Since I come in the dynasty of Madhu, so I'm called as Madhava. So one of the meaning of Madhava is the one who comes in the lineage of Madhu. So Arjuna is saying, no, I'm not talking about that Madhu. Arisudana, I'm talking about your enemy Madhu. So once what happened is, Madhu and Kaitaba, these two were demons. And they came to Brahma and they stole away the Vedas. So at that time, Vishnu, he killed both of them. And so the name is given as Madhusudana. So Arjuna is saying, no, I'm not talking about that Madhu, your dynasty one. I'm talking about that Madhu, Arisudana, enemy, your enemy, I'm talking about him. So basically, in the first statement, he said something And to clear that, he uses the word Arisudana. So, very nicely, Arjuna is addressing like that, and Krishna might be making faces, so Arjuna is trying to answer the same. What do we learn from here? Every single shloka of Bhagavad Gita teaches something. Here, look at the mood of Arjuna. The elders on the other side, they're enemies. But still, he's got so much of respect. What to talk about, fighting with them? What to talk about speaking against them? Arjuna, he's thinking about how can I think ill about my elders? He's on that platform. Here, Prabhupada writes a very, very important learning for all of us. It is general etiquette that superiors are not to be offered even a verbal fight. Even if they are sometimes harsh in behavior, they should not be harshly treated. So this is a very important etiquette, that is there in our Vedic culture. So Vedic culture teaches very nicely that we have to respect our superiors. Even if they are speaking harshly, we shouldn't counter them from using harsh words. That's not correct. And that's how the entire Vedic families would stay together. And there wouldn't be any fight as such. Elders would give instructions and the younger ones will follow. Now look at the current scenario. Since this etiquette is not followed, we need to include so many other miscellaneous subjects. Like we have ethical values and moral values and so on and so forth. So there's a different subject in schools just to teach this, that we should respect elders, we should do this, we should do that. In this way, at least the students of Gita should understand that we have to respect our superiors. Very, very important. Look at the beauty of Bhagavad Gita. It is going down to teach even ethical values, moral values, social values. And most importantly, every single shloka of Bhagavad Gita also teaches us the highest transcendental value or spiritual value. So let's explore more in the coming verses. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz, and it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz, and the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.